You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders is trying to acquire patience. We wish him luck.
A friend remarked the other day that we shouldn't attempt to retrieve some tools from my shop because it was rush hour. Rush hour? In Longview? I suppose there is an increase in traffic in the morning, at noon, and 5 p.m., though I still can get to work on the other side of town in less than 10 minutes. Still, I get impatient when it takes 2 cycles to get through a traffic light on the loop. But when I go to Austin or Dallas, my mindset changes. I expect to get stuck in traffic to watch I-635 turn into a parking lot as we head to North Park Center or to move at a snail's pace toward Guerrero's in South Austin at 5 p.m. One just gets used to it. I spend a lot of time listening to National Public Radio while driving in big cities. In East Texas, if a wreck backs up traffic for a few blocks, I end up detouring through neighborhoods to get around the obstacle, even if it means actually driving farther and likely taking more time to get where I'm going. I'll mutter under my breath when stuck at a traffic light downtown without a single vehicle coming from the other direction. Sometimes this can cost me a full 30 seconds. Oh, the frustration. The smaller the town I've lived in, the less patient I was. Even the slightest delay seemed an unacceptable inconvenience. I once lived in a town with 1 stoplight. One could walk or jog from one end of this burg to the other in about 15 minutes. Not that I ever did anything that foolish. That stoplight was my nemesis. It didn't matter which direction I was headed. The light was red. I ran that light so many times when nobody was coming that a red light camera company could have taken its employees on a cruise with my fines. This lack of patience boils over into technology. My 2 computers, an iMac and a souped-up Mac Pro laptop, are the fastest machines I have owned since I bought my first Mac more than 30 years ago. 3 decades ago, the average personal computer did not possess a smidgen of the power and speed of today's smartphone, at 10 times the cost. Still, here I am mumbling under my breath, waiting for Photoshop to open, complaining about slow internet speeds, and Googling ways to make my machine faster. And my laptop likely has more computing power than NASA had to launch Apollo 11 to the moon. Actually, it turns out, according to a site called ZMeScience.com, my iPhone is nearly 33,000 times faster than the fastest Apollo-era computers. And I bought it for about $400. NASA's computers at the time cost $3.5 million apiece. Nevertheless, I complain, and I listen to others complain. And then I had an epiphany the other day. We are spoiled rotten. We rarely stop to marvel at the changes technology has wrought in a few decades. It spills over into how we regard healthcare. We expect that whatever ails us to be fixed when we go to the doctor with a prescription, an injection, or a minimally invasive surgery. And yes, the strides made in medical procedures are outstanding. So what are we to do? I can only speak for myself. I've resolved to acquire patience, whether it's when stuck in small-town traffic or waiting for a video to load on the Mac, and to continue to eat better and exercise a lot, a path I began a year ago. And when I get frustrated, to recite Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. We will see if this proves successful.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.